Bruce Cameron with you for another program of folk music here on 2MCE. This is Come All Ye. Today, I'll open the program with a piece of music that is so newly recorded that it's not on an album yet. This is a promo single, I think you'd say, from a fiddler by the name of Maura Sean Scanlon, who, on the recommendation of my colleague, fellow folk presenter Roger Hargraves here at 2MCE, sent a lovely email with a couple of attached sound files, and this is one of them. Maura Sean Scanlon with John Doyle playing guitar. Yes, that John Doyle, very good guitarist and bouzouki player. And Duncan Wickle playing five-string fiddle, cello and bouzouki on an album that's due to come out in a couple of weeks called Rule of Three. This is Princess Nancy.
Thank you.
fiddle player Maura Sean Scanlon with Princess Nancy, John Doyle playing guitar, and I think Duncan Wickle may have been wandering in and out there with a five-string fiddle as well. More from her in the weeks to come when her first album is released. Now, do you remember the Chad Mitchell Trio? If you do, then you're older than you look. Chad Mitchell Trio were quite big in the 1950s. Chad Mitchell decided they were so big that he'd wander off and become a solo artist. And the remaining two members of the Mitchell Trio thought that's a silly name for a group with only two people. So they invited a very young and unrecorded singer named John Denver to replace Chad Mitchell. They became the Mitchell Trio. They recorded some rather interesting songs.
Is there a clavern in your town?
In your town!
If not, then why not have us down?
Have us down!
You'll never recognize us. There's a smile upon our face. We're changing all our dirty sheets and cleaning up the place. Yep, since we got a lawyer and a public relations man, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan. Ever since we got that lawyer and that public relations man. Of course, we did shoot one reporter, but he was just obscene. And you can't call us no filthy names.
What does Anglo-Saxon mean?
Alaman left, Alaman right.
The ladies' auxiliary is meeting tonight.
Cause the Klan's collected so much cash that now, by gum, we're rich white trash.
Now we've heard it said our leadership's not qualified to lead. Well, I'm telling you that just ain't true. Why, three of them can read.
Take a red exalted dragon. Now some folks think he's bad. But you should meet his sweet old mother and her brother, who's his dad. Yes, they're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan. And he's gonna run for governor soon as he's out of the can. We're all from fine old families, the pride of all these hills. Yep, seven generations at the same illegal stills. Had a little rally the other night, shot up town in a fury.
Luke's arrested,
Pa's on trial,
and the rest of us are on the jury.
Now we've heard them call us deadbeats, and we'd like to say we're not. We'll all stand on our record,
and that's one thing we've all got.
And we only have that arsenal so that you won't raise no fuss. And if you don't like that, then call the cops, cause chances are they're us. Yes, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan. But somehow we went from the fire to the frying pan. We never learned to hold a job and we never learned to write. But boy, we sure have learned the ropes,
cause we use them every night.
Now when Congress calls you, don't get sucked. Just start confessing and pass the buck.
The Klud blames the Claxton.
The Claxton blames the Kleagle.
The Kleagle blames a grand imperial eagle.
The eagle blames the wizard.
The wizard blames a dragon.
The dragon takes a blame, but he's just bragging.
Now we're out to show the Congress that we're oh so nice and meek. Why we never even take the fifth,
cause we drank that all last week.
And you'll never hear us shooting or hanging people high, cause we're learning to respect the law and to have an alibi.
Come to the church in the wild wood. Oh,
and those dirty lying witnesses. Lord, forgive them what they speak. We would go to church and pray for them. Except we blew it up last week.
Yes, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan. And we sure do thank that lawyer and that public relations man. So we're sorry that we hung them. But they did have quite a tan. And it sure confused your friendly liberal, misunderstood. Your friendly neighborhood plan who says,
what's wrong with the hood?
Your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux. Grab your Cadillac and head for the hills.
Those tunes are called Germans. Well, they're not called Germans, that's the type of tune they are. Mairead Nemoine and her late husband Frankie Kennedy there from a very early album of theirs called Kjol Adui. Germans are similar to barn dancers, but with an extra step in them, they wrote. And they used to be particularly popular in Donegal, where those musicians came from. Well, where Mairead Nemoine came from. Frankie Kennedy, I think, was also from Ulster, but the other side of the border, Northern Ireland. Now, I think I'll play another one from the same album, this time a song called Chisa Joratori, or something like that. A poet falls in love with the brown-haired girl at a wake, of all things. Which seems unlikely, but there you go.
Vima labre sauri, lantanchlevis mege sholobo, harlidu san spavan, siko gliste insan ejukoi. Vi hatas kano klokari, agas boklienna progashis. Mo wickets len go jo le shano kevria via maliwi he saja tori or mahola ser mo halindan ba jerga gruaina na rosi Spavel chapelin an shuretan. Vi meller wana krevon. Agas kere vege panakaran. O vi eishkn fenge glimni. Le plesher noir vishiyan. Vima lag o kjolver, mo kjoles megen ti. Vime sjalle galtan kjolsjå, skarne mregen ulta gremokri. Ni horin kjerger mo lori, og lag og skilin skikar mago vim. Tema og folje goni, is ni fos me in vanna i. Nu ara fuar ma olas, era no kevrie vie mali vil. Dar lam gor bi an choji nan rel tolish view gal rum setli fregni shi go morme snapos me in vanai mo wicked slan go jo Le shano gevriye viye maliwi.
Lobster burn, lobster burn, lobster save the coal a turn. Here's the word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry. Each wood fire's burned bright and clear, all been blazes too. If the lobster's kept a year to season through and through. Lobster burn, lobster burn, lobster save the coal a turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodman cry. Oaken logs will warm you well if they're old and dry. Larch logs and pine would smell, but the sparks will fly. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal and turn. Here's a word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry. Pine is good and so is you for warmth on winter days.
poplar and the willow too, they take too long to blaze. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a turn. Here's a word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry. Birch logs will burn too fast, old are scarce at all. Chestnut logs is good to last, you cut them in the fall. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a turn. Here's a word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry. Holly logs will burn like wax, you should burn them green. Logs the smouldering flax, no flames with them are seen. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a turn. Here's the word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry. Pear logs and apple logs, they will scent your own. Cherry logs across the dogs, they smell like flowers in bloom. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a turn. Here's a word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry. Ash logs are smooth and grey, burn them green or old. Buy up all that comes your way, they're worth their weight in gold. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a turn. Here's the word to make it wise when you hear the woodman cry.
So now you know the burning properties of various types of wood. Danny Spooner and Duncan Brown, from an album called Labour and Toil, both expatriate British people. Well, one Scottish, one London. Lived in Australia for quite a while. And we heard all about oak and larch and pine and poplar and birch and what else? Holly, ash. Anyway, that was a poem, or maybe Honor Goodhart wrote the music as well. I don't know. Poet Honor Goodhart must have done a lot of research during winter, burning all those logs. Like that song. Danny Spooner and Duncan Brown. You're listening to 2MCE, the central west of New South Wales. We're on 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we're streaming to the world on 2MCE.org. Follow us. Here's another Irish band. We heard the beginnings of one Irish band with Mairead na Maoine and Frankie Kennedy. There's another one. This is Clannad and title track from one of their early albums, Cranall. Although this not from that album. This is from a live album recorded at Christchurch Cathedral.
Thank you. spokimish, spokimish, legena, divina, venio. Pardon, Manchester, a me and the waiting, Haruko, Janga, Sig, Braver, the Brabant, Trichelish, the Tonta, Homia, Romadin, the Wakis, the Sabokimish, spokimish, legena.
Cran All, The Apple Tree, from the group Clannad. Now, time for a featured album, I think, on Come All Ye. Water from the Well is the name of the album, and it's been around for a long time. It was recorded in the year 2000. It comes to us from The Chieftains, and I've sort of bypassed The Chieftains on the program lately, not for any philosophical reasons, just there's been lots of other stuff to play. The Chieftains grew out of earlier ensembles, Kilturi Cullen in particular, Paddy Maloney, who played Eland pipes and tin whistle and a little bit of accordion, led the way with the Chieftains. Derek Bell played harps and harpsichord and piano, a bit of timpani. Sean Kane, fiddle. Martin Fay, fiddle. Kevin Conniff, baron and vocals. And Matt Malloy on flute for this particular album, Water from the Well. As was often the case with the Chieftains, they invited guests to come and participate on particular tracks, but not on this one. This is Lots of Drops of Brandy. Thank you. opening our featured album today, a set of tunes going under the collective title of Lots of Drops of Brandy. Drops of Brandy was the tune we heard at the top and the tail of that track. The Chieftains, Water from the Well, an old album of theirs, as they all are these days, unfortunately. The group hasn't reformed after the death of Paddy Maloney some years ago. And a few of the others have passed on as well, before and after Paddy Maloney. But we'll give it a run today and play a few more tracks from that, just to bring us all a little more joy from the Chieftains. Fine band. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here is a song from Isla St. Clair. That's a singer, not a location. Isla St. Clair. She features on an album called Scotland, The Music and the Song. This is the Sheehan Road. It was composed by Ian McCalman, and it is a song of leaving, as so many songs from the west of Scotland are. So the Sheehan Road exists, and it goes through Fort William, just in case you want to go and check it out.
Across the wooded glen, or see the Cregan
very moving song composed by Ian McCallman from the group The McCallmans, sung there by Isla St. Clair, The Sheehan Road, a song of leaving. We'll play another one now. This is an even more maudlin dirge, this time from Somerset, about economic migration and unsatisfied desires. This is Rob Harbron and Emma Reed. First of all, we'll hear De Unst Bridal March, which comes from Shetland, but then the song that really is it's a bit heavy, but because it's kind of English, it doesn't come across as miserable as it might. It's called Master Kilby.
Thank you.
song called Master Kilby. Got a little bit raunchy there towards the end, didn't it? And the piece of music with it is Da Unst Bridal March. Shetland tune. Rob Harbron singing there on an album he recorded with Emma Reid called Flock and Fly. We'll speed things up a little with a return to the featured album called Water from the Well. This is the Chieftains with a song. The singer is Kevin Conniff, helped by an Irish man named Frankie Lane, not to be confused with any other Frankie Lane you might remember from cowboy songs in the 50s.
I'm a rolling jack on many a trade, of every trade of all trades, and if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. I'm a roving and a sporting blade, they call me Jack of all trades. I always take a great delight in courting pretty fair maids. So when in Dublin I arrive to look for a situation, you could always hear them all say, he's the pride of all the nation. Dum da di diddly dum 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 diddly diddlum da di diddly diddlum. On George's Quay I first began, and there became a porter. But me and me master soon fell out, which cut our acquaintance shorter. In Sackville Street I was a pastry cook, in James Street a baker, in Cook Street I did coffins make, in Eustace Street a preacher. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, out of every trade of all trade, and if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trade. In Bagot Street I drove a cab, and there was well respected. In Francis Street I'd lodging beds to entertain all strangers. Now Dublin is a fine enough, or I am much mistaken. In Kevin Street I do declare I sold butter, eggs and bacon. In Golden Lane I sold old shoes, in Mead Street was a grinder. In Barrack Street I lost me wife, and I'm glad I ne'er did find her. In Mary's Lane I dyed old clothes, of which I've often boasted. And later in Exchequer Street sold mutton ready roasted. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trade, and if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trade.
Kevin Conniff with Frankie Lane from the featured album by the Chieftains called Water from the Well. Jack of all trades, of course, that song. Much recorded, much loved song. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West, on your dial 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we stream to the world via 2mce.org. You can find us. Also, this program and some others from 2MCE are available as listen on demand sometime after they go to air live. You go to 2mce.org and press a couple of buttons and you'll find listen on demand. A quicker way to find this program, listen on demand, go to the website of this program, which is comeallye, one word, comeallye.com. Same deal, a couple of clicks and you're there. From Denmark, 5 sheep, 4 goats.
Thank you.
From Denmark, the Danish string quartet. However, it wasn't all strings, was it? There was a little bit of brass creeping in there. A tune apparently quite well known in Denmark, so well known, in fact, that anybody who plays it has to kind of jazz it up a bit. And that's what they did, the Danish string quartet, with their version of Five Sheep, Four Goats, from an album called Woodworks. Song composed by Ola Bell Reed, who was an Appalachian folk singer from the first part of the 20th century and mid part of the 20th century, I guess, to be fair. Sung there or led by Fred Pryback and the band Coyote Serenade. And where do they come from? Yes, of course. Where else would a cowboy band come from? Tasmania. The album called Coyote Serenade. Now, I think we might hear from Emily Slade, and I think I'll play two tracks, because the first one's pretty short. Both tracks are from her album called Shire Boy. Emily Slade has a distinctive voice, and I quite like it. She composed this song, it's called Fox and Vixen, and then an instrumental that she certainly did not compose, Carolan's Concerto, composed by Turlo O'Carolan.
Johnny Boy's a midnight stalk through the trees and o'er the water, up the bank into the quarter, where the lords and ladies dance. Stalk him down in shady hollow till he spy a deer to follow. He'll be hanged for it on the morrow if his lucky were to chance. Gun from the morning sun, fox and vixen home would run, again from the morning dew till dark time starts anew. And while day sleeps, me wild love creeps alone. She'll dance till dawn, gleam at dice and dance, queen by evening, wild by chance. Ganyan pixie fly, for daylight come here by. Pine wolf dwell, the fable tell in mountain forest dark, and come here round the nighttime sound with curling of his bark. Gone from the morning sun, fox and vixen home would run, gone from the morning dew till dark time starts anew.
Played on harp. Not there. That's Carolan's Concerto. Carolan's Concerto. Turlough or Carolan, blind Irish harper from the end of the 17th century. But there we heard Emily Slade, English singer, guitarist. Two tracks from her album Shire Boy. That, of course, was an instrumental which she played on guitar. Before that, a song she sang and composed, Fox and Vixen. You're listening to Come All Ye. Two tracks now from the north of Australia. 40 Fathoms by Seaman Dan, and then Ted Egan, Back to Broome.
Diving down to 40 fathoms at the Dandy-Dee, searching for the precious pearl shells, the pearls to keep. All aboard the pearling lugger, Grafton by name, to crews are waiting for the divers, praying for some rain. Goodbye to you, farewell my love. Soon we'll be sailing to the Darnley Deep, and in your heart you think of me. For I'll come back to you from the Darnley Diving down to 40 fathoms, down deep below, how to find the precious pearl shell, only divers know. I can see the other divers working here with me, getting shells at 40 fathoms in the Darnley Deep. Goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you.
Farewell, my love.
Farewell, my love.
Soon we'll be sailing to the Darnley Deep, and in your heart we sing of me.
For I'll come back to you from the Darnley Deep,
sailing home for dear old K.I. Dad is all asleep, so we bid farewell to the Darnley Deep. Goodbye to you,
goodbye to you.
Farewell, my love.
Farewell, my love.
Soon we'll be sailing to the Darnley Deep, and in your heart.
I'll come back to you from the Darnley Deep.
Or I'll come back to you
from the Darnley
Deep. Or I'll come back to you from the Darnley Deep.
Back to Broome today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
Follow by the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
I'm taking you back to Broome today, and you see all the luggers in Roebuck Bay. See all the beautiful local girls. See old Tom Ellie's cleaning pearls. That's what you do in Broome. So it's
all away.
To Broome today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
Follow by the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
We'll take a walk to Chinatown. At the Roebuck Pub we'll knock one down. Broome's the place of great renown. The people are black, white, yellow and brown. It's technicolour in Broome. So it's
all away.
Today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
All aboard the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
There's a pearling master so astute. There's a Japanese diver looking ever so cute. Sovereign buttons on a starch white suit. A mouthful of golden teeth to boot. And he's properly flashing Broome. And so it's
all away.
Yes, it's today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
All aboard the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
Here Captain Tallboys tell a tale, and the veranda in front of Cook's trader and mail. Let the governor broom, we'll quaff an ale. Watch the luggers as they set sail. They're sailing today from Broome.
And so it's all the way.
Songs with purling references there. Back to Broome by Ted Egan. And before that, Seaman Dan and 40 Fathoms, both from an album called Perfect Pearls. Next on Come All Ye, another track from the featured album. This is called The Donegal Set. And we'll hear Willie's single. That's as in single tune, not Willie's unmarried again. Willie's single, King of the Pipers, and the Glen Road to Carrick. And the chieftains for this track are joined by most, if not all, the group Altan. Mairead Namweeni playing fiddle. And we've already heard Mairead Namweeni on the program before Altan came into existence. She recorded an album called Kula Dwi with her late husband, Frankie Kennedy. Well, he wasn't late husband when he recorded it. But when they were Altan, they were Mairead Namweeni on fiddle, Kieran Tourish also fiddle, Dermot Byrne playing accordion, Kieran Curran playing bouzouki, and Dahi Sproul playing guitar with the Chieftains.
Thank you.
The Chieftains, of course, with a fine guest lineup there, the group Altan. The tunes were Willie's single, King of the Pipers, and The Glen Road to Carrick, probably all arranged by Sean Keane, one of the two fiddle players in the Chieftains at that time, Martin Fay being the other one. And in Altan, also two fiddle players, Mairead Nimuini and Kieran Tourish. So you might have had four fiddlers going for it with those tunes, and I think it sounded great. More from the Chieftains before we leave the program today. Right now, a song that James Fagan has been singing with his family for more than 20 years. It's called Miles Weatherhill. And here he is with his wife, Nancy Kerr.
Young weaver, and at Todmorden he did dwell. He fell in love with a handsome maiden, the parson's servant Sarah Bell. It was at Todmorden where these true lovers, in the parson's house, a love did tell. And none in the world could be more constant than Miles of Weatherhill and Sarah Bell. But they were parted, broken-hearted, separated were those lovers far. Those constant lovers adored each other, and love will penetrate through iron bars. They would have married, tales were carried, they caused displeasure as you shall hear. Miles was refused to meet his lover, she left Todmorden, Lancashire. She left her true love broken-hearted, and to her mother in York did go. And all the distance they were parted caused sorrow and grief and pain and woe. All through his sadness, smiles and madness, he made a deep and a solemn vow. Separated from his own true lover, he'd be revenged on Parson Plough. Four loaded pistols, a fit of frenzy, Miles to the vicarage went forthwith. And with the weapon he wounded the master, and he shot the maiden named Jane Smith. To the lady's chamber, raging anger, bent on destruction, intent to kill. He took a poker and he beat her, till crimson blood on the floor did spill. If Miles and Sarah had not been parted, those in the grave would be living now. And Miles would not have died on the gallows for slaying the servant and Parson Plough. At the early age of 23, in the shades below where the worms do dwell, come all you people and consider Miles Weatherhill and Sarah Bell.
That be a warning to you. A song called Miles Weatherhill, sung by James Fagan, and fiddle from Nancy Kerr. Our old friends Felpayu join the program now from an early album called Tierra. This is Verinha. track is called Verinha from Felpayu's early album called Tierra. Next one comes from Tom Russell, an album called Old Songs Yet to Sing. He's recorded this a number of times. It's a song he wrote about fighting cock.
Uno, dos, tres.
Carlos Zaragoza left his home in Casas Grande when the moon was full. No money in his pocket, just the locket of his sister framed in gold. He stole into El Sueco, stole a rooster called El Gallo del Cielo. Then he crossed the Rio Grande with that fighter nestled deep beneath his arm. El Gallo del Cielo was a fighter born in heaven, so the legends say. Olé! His wings, they had been broken. He had one eye rolling crazy in his head. He'd fought 100 fights, but the legends say that one night near El Sueco, they fought Cielo 7 times. 7 times he left brave roosters dead. Hola, my Teresa, I am thinking of you now in San Antonio. I have $27 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. Then I'll return to buy the land that Villa stole from father long ago. Outside of San Diego, in the onion fields of Paco Monteverde. The pride of San Diego, he lay sleeping on a fancy bed of silk. And they laughed when Zaragoza pulled the one-eyed Del Cielo from beneath his coat. But they cried when Zaragoza walked away with a $1,000 bill. Hola, my Teresa, I am thinking of you now in Santa Barbara. I have $1,500 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. And then I'll return to buy the land Villa stole from father long ago. Now the moon has gone to hiding, and the lantern light spills shadows on the fighting sand. Where a wicked black named Zorro faces Gallo del Cielo in the night. But Carlos Zaragoza fears the tiny crack that runs across his rooster's beak. And he fears he has lost the $50,000 riding on the fight. Hola, my Teresa, I am thinking of you now in Santa Clara. Yes, the money's on the table. I am holding to your good luck framed in gold. And everything we dreamed of is riding on the spurs of Del Cielo. I pray that I'll return to buy the land Villa stole from father long ago. Then the signal it was given, and the roosters rose together far above the sand. El Gallo del Cielo sunk a gaff into Zorro's shiny breast. They were separated quickly, but they rose and fought each other 37 times. And the legends say everyone agreed Del Cielo fought the best. Then the screams of Zaragoza filled the night outside the town of Santa Clara. Ah! Yeah. As the beak of Del Cielo lay broken like a shell within his hand. And they say that Saragossa screamed a curse upon the bones of Pancho Villa. Hey! When Zorro rose up one last time and drove Del Cielo through the sand. Oh, La Mike Teresa, I am thinking of you now in San Francisco. Ah! There is no money in my pocket. I no longer have your good luck framed in gold. I buried it last evening with the bones of my beloved Del Cielo. And I'll not return to buy the land Villa stole from father long ago. But do the rivers still run muddy outside of my beloved Casas Grande? And does the scar upon my brother's face turn red when he hears mention of my name? Do the people of El Sueco still curse the theft of Gallo del Cielo? Ah! We'll tell my family not to worry. I will not return to cause him shame. Hey!
Why they make that noise. Anyway, that's Tom Russell, one of his fine songs, Gallo del Cielo, which I guess means rooster of heaven. Win some, you lose more. That's the story, isn't it?
Oh, heart is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled. They're always controlled by their parents until they are wives, then slaves to their husbands the rest of their lives. I am a poor girl, my fortune is sad. I've always been courted by a wagoner. Me daily, by night and by day. Now his wagon is loaded, he's going away. Your parents don't like me because I am poor. They say I'm not worthy of entering your door. Hungry, go feed them some hay and sit down here by me as long as you stay. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'll feed on my way. Your wagon needs greasing, your whip is to mend. So come sit down here by me as long as you can. My wagon is greasy, my whip's in my hand. So fare thee well, darling, no longer to stand. Oh, hard is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled, they're always confined, controlled by their parents until they are wise, then slaves
friends the rest of their lives.
Scottish, mostly a cappella female group called Stairhead Gossip. I've played quite a bit of their music over the years. That one, of course, an American song, Wagoner's Lad, on an album called Stirring It Up. Here's a group called the Hoover Uprights. They called themselves the Hoover Uprights just for the hell of it. They didn't really think about it all that much. And once they became a bit better known, they were a little concerned that the Hoover vacuum cleaner company might take umbrage at them using the name. However, the company didn't, and in fact, I think put them in some of their ads. So, from the album known for their reputation, here are the Hoover Uprights, and give me back my 15 cents.
Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. I left my home in Tennessee. I thought I'd learn to travel. With a pretty little girl, and then I played the devil. I loved that gal, and she loved me. I thought we'd live together. Then we tied that fatal knot, and now I'm done forever. Don't want to see my mother-in-law, I want to see my granny. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy.
Hmm, 15 cents. Makes a difference, you know. It all adds up. That's the Hoover Uprights from an album called Known for Their Reputation. Final one, or maybe not a final one. We might end the program with one from the featured album. But anyway, this is another from the Chieftains. They call it the Kilfenora Set, and it's a bunch of tunes associated with a Cayley band from Clare, the Kilfenora Cayley band. Joining the Chieftains for this track, Michael Kelleher playing fiddle, Tommy Peoples playing fiddle, I didn't know he was in the Kilfenora Cayley band, Seamus Hines playing flute, and Mary Corcoran on piano.
Thank you.
It was an unlikely affair. The butcher and the vegan, nonetheless, they lived together in Burnham-on-Sea. He kept the building next door to tenderize and cure. She kept their home smelling sweetly with joss sticks and potpourri, potpourri. And every Sunday at 5, they would ride their bikes to the hive to watch the oyster catchers dive through bird watchers' binoculars. And every Monday at 5, he would toss those feathers aside, chop and to fillet his prize birds, pheasants, turkeys, geese and the like. She had an old potter's wheel, made a most terrible squeal, reading the runes, singing old folk tunes. She'd make him a soya-based meal, chops, pigs, livers, lambs, whatnots, whistle as the gristle drops, while listening to Pick of the Pops, Pick of the Pops. And every Sunday at 5, they would ride their bikes to the high, watch the oyster catchers dive through bird watchers' binoculars. And every Tuesday at 8, quiz night, bull and gate, with her friend Trisha, who looked like Morticia, and his friend John, who didn't look like anyone. A most unlikely affair. A butcher and a vegan, nonetheless, they lived together in relative harmony in Burnham Sea.
Rather odd song, don't you think? That's from a group called Merry Hell. Anthems to the Wind, the album, The Butcher and the Vegan. And now, the late, great John Prine.
Grandpa wore a suit to dinner nearly every day. No particular reason, he just dressed that way. Brown necktie and a matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built the closet on our back porch and put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores and banks, chain smoked chemicals, cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level, he shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, called Lincoln won the war. Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sunday and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores and banks, chain smoked chemicals, cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, called Lincoln won the war. grandma was a teacher. She went to school in Bowling Green. Traded in a milking cow for a singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud. She used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter. He built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked pebble cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was a level on the level. He shaved even every door. Voted Verizon to have a word, cause Lincoln won the war.
John Prine with a song from an early album of his called Souvenirs. Grandpa was a carpenter. John Prine, one of the first musical, well, from the folk country type area, one of the first victims of the COVID epidemic. Fortunately, he'd recorded a lot. That's just about it from me. I'm going to play one more from the featured album to take us out today. This is, I'll tell you again who they are, because they're quite important in the scheme of things. On this album from the year 2000, they were Paddy Maloney, Derek Bell, Sean Keane, Martin Fay, Kevin Conniff, and Matt Malloy. And as usual, there were lots of guests on the album. People, I think, quite enjoyed playing with the Chieftains and getting exposure that way. So I'll leave you with, as I said, another track from them. This is simply called The Dingle Set, because it's from that part of the world. So thank you for listening to Come All Ye today. We'll do it all again soon, I hope. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.